Item 9, a resolution by Supervisor Wyshon providing for an advisory referendum on the November 4, 2014 election ballot on whether tax revenue should be used to help pay for the renovation or construction of a new sports and entertainment arena to replace the BMO Harris Bradley Center in the city of Milwaukee and to build a major expansion to the Wisconsin Center Convention Center.
Supervisor Wyshon, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What you have before you is, once again, another referendum question, but also a couple of policy statements that I think are very important for Milwaukee County. I believe this is the appropriate time to bring this forward due to the discussions that have been taking place and that the surrounding counties have voiced their opinion through the action. Through the legislative action of their county boards. I don't want people in southeastern Wisconsin to think that the people of Milwaukee County somehow we always want to raise taxes. There are probably just as many, if not more, people here in Milwaukee County that are upset at the level of taxation in Milwaukee County than those that are upset in Waukesha County. So what you see here is that the first be it resolved clause talks about that a line has started, that we had already passed a referendum back in 2008 that dealt with parks, transit, and emergency medical services, along with a corresponding reduction in the property tax levy, that those things need to take place prior to any other new project that would be publicly funded through the sales tax. Second, the statement that the baseball district that we do not support, the county's position is that we do not support an expansion or extension of the baseball district's sales tax in order to construct some type of sports complex, arena complex in downtown Milwaukee. And then the final third piece of the three-legged stool is the referendum question, which is shall the public tax dollars be used to help build a new sports and entertainment arena in the city of Milwaukee and to build a major expansion to the Wisconsin Center Convention Center. So I think it makes our position clear that a line has formed, that the public has spoken on what their priorities are, is parks, transit, EMS, property tax relief. The second is the baseball district. We do not want to see an expansion or extension of that. And the third, it leaves the question up to the citizens of Milwaukee County. Do they want to participate in some public funding for some type of sports entertainment complex in downtown Milwaukee? So I believe this is important and timely, and I would hope that you could support it. Thank you.
Supervisor Broder.
I would again, Mr. Chairman, ask to be added as a co-sponsor to this. I think it's a good example of what we've seen locally, in evidenced by the MMAC's formation of a task force to investigate methods for funding their priority, which is a new basketball arena, disguised as it may be in some cultural effort to fund cultural institutions. I think the true intent there is quite transparent. And in doing so, the MMAC, as Supervisor Wyshon has suggested, seems to have substituted its judgment for that of the people as expressed at the ballot box in the spring referendum, advisory as it may have been, in 2008. So not only is this, again, an important kind of idea, I think it will send a message to our other government, the self-appointed government that continues to usurp our authority, most recently through legislative actions on part of their hired hands in state government, who believe in corporate ownership of nearly everything. I can't I can't even begin to talk without emotion about my own response to the things I learned in civics courses growing up, the things that were taught in our schools, and comparing that to the reality in practice that we all witness today. We are losing our representative government to corporations, as Mr. Jefferson warned us about 198 years ago. When is it going to stop? This is an attempt to send a message not only to those who are meddling where they don't belong in attempting to govern when they haven't been elected, but also to the people, cautioning them, and when it's before them on the ballot, perhaps they'll get the idea that their interests are very much at stake here.
Supervisor Rainey?
If there's no objection, Mr. Chair, I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor as well.
Rainey and Broderick are added as co-sponsors. Supervisor Stascunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a couple of points to make. Shortly after I was elected last year, I put together a survey and sent that out to my district, which includes the village of Greendale and then parts of West Dallas, Franklin, and Greenfield, and asked the same question that is pretty much here, and in tabulating those results to share with the committee, it's between 70 and 75% said no, they don't want to pay for a new arena for the Bucks. And honestly, I mean, that's not surprising, and I think we all know that's the answer that we would get. And so I wanted to share those results with you, but I'm going to vote no on this, and I just, for a couple of reasons. One, I think it just tries to do too much. I certainly want to ask, I certainly think it's a good idea to have a referendum and see what the citizens are thinking about this issue and do they want to be taxed. But there's a lot of whereases that we're trying to dredge up history that just really don't need to be there. But the other two things are that, in my view, the question is premature right now, and it's also asking the wrong question. I mean, as I said, in my view, I think this question will obviously get a 70 to 75% no. But that's not really even the question anymore, Mr. Chair. I mean, MMAC, whether we like them or not, is the question is much broader than this now, talking about the cultural assets and how do we expand it and what else may or may not be included. So, I mean, by putting this on the ballot, we're going to be getting an answer to a question that's really not even before us or before the public. So it's just, while I appreciate the effort and I certainly do want to get public input on one of the big issues that's surrounding our area right now, this is just not the right question.
First of all, I want to concur with our colleague, Supervisor Stascunas. And selfishly or personally, you know, I was opposed to the tax when it came before us back in, what, 08. So for me to vote for this is basically changing my vote. And so I'm saying to the authors, I understand, you know, where you're coming from. But you're diluting this resolution. But the other thing I want to say is that whoever stated that Milwaukee County should be the only county that is subsidizing the new facility for the Bucks and no other counties, I think is delusional. There's no way that Milwaukee County will be the only participant in any kind of tax scheme, if you will. And I would hope that they just, you know, maybe start to not talk about just Milwaukee County at all. There's no way that that Milwaukee County will be the only ones that will be participating in this.
Supervisor Whiteson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to respond a little bit about the whether or not this is premature. I think anybody who has listened at all to any of the discussions in Milwaukee County for the last couple months, or should say last couple years, we do not have a financing problem at the War Memorial, the Art Museum. We fixed that. The public museum has been dealt with. The Zoological Society and the Milwaukee County Zoo are in the midst. I believe they're coming up on their new agreement. We are taking care of our assets the best we can. These interlopers are trying to come in and use our facilities as window dressing to get their project that, as it was stated, doesn't really have a snowball's chance of hell of being approved by the public. So the best that they can do is try and say, well, you know, we're going to hold your zoo hostage, or we're going to hold the War Memorial hostage until you give us the funding for a new sports complex. That's not cooperation. That's not, you know, working with us. The line has already formed, and I can't, you know, it is very clear that this community said that parks and transit should be paid for by a sales tax and off the property tax levy. And if you're going to raise the sales tax, it ought to be for those two important things that add to the quality of life of our citizens. We need a transit system to get people back and forth to work. And we have a huge investment in our park system that increases property values and the quality of life in our community. I don't know if you can say that for a sports and entertainment complex downtown, that I could say very easily that prices out at least 90 to 95% of the citizens of Milwaukee County. So, you know, that's the kind of, you know, we have to set our list of priorities here. Yeah. We need to deal with transit and parks. Then we'll, once we deal with, take those off the checklist, we'll be glad to have a discussion about a sports arena. The other part that I think is really important is the other communities around us have not shied away from coming out and saying they don't want an expansion of the Miller Park tax. So that is not going to happen, and we want to make it clear that Milwaukee also agrees. And maybe if we show a brief stance of unity with the surrounding counties around us to say that not only does Waukesha County, Racine County, Ozaukee County all oppose an expansion of the Miller Park tax, but also Milwaukee County does. Because I am tired of people labeling Milwaukee County as the people who always want to raise taxes. We don't. What we want to do is protect the quality of life that we've spent generations building. And that's what we tried to do when we said that we support a referendum for parks and transit. And until those two desires are filled, I don't think that we should go forward with these other proposals. And I wish people would stop calling some of these people community leaders, because they're not. They are special interest business leaders. They have absolutely no interest in the, you know, the parks in my district. They don't have any interest in the schools in my district or anything else. They just want their business interests to be addressed so that they can make money. They're not a representative of the people who live in my district. Thank you.
Supervisor.
I would only briefly add that this is really about some place to entertain clients, and perhaps we could develop a list of other options available to entertain clients. I think the vision of the MMAC is that on high rose glass boxes for elitist who's whoers to privately dine on their brie, quiche, and Coors.
Wow.
Poet, yes.
I wrote that many years ago about the stadium.
I'm impressed. Supervisor Weishan, could you explain, I guess, why of the three components, obviously one of them has some county history. The other one, never, the stadium piece, we've never adopted a position on. And so why the different way that it's treated. You know, there's one specific thing that we're putting to voters. There's another policy that we're assuming voters are with us, and then there's a third piece is sort of looking backwards.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The point is, I wanted to put us on par with the other county boards that had already weighed in on the position. They did not ask or desire, at least in anything that I've seen publicly, that the expansion of the Miller Park tax be put to a referendum question. That, like I said, all of the other surrounding counties, their boards took action that said that they did not want to see an expansion. And in fact, it was that preemptive move that now the business community has already said that Racine seems to have been able to check out of the taxing authority if one is whatever created, but the other four counties will have to foot the bill. So there is a benefit to being proactive and stating exactly what our intentions are and our thoughts.
Okay. And then how? What about the suggestion that the question is the wrong question, or that that's not really the? I guess the criticism would be that that it's as rigged a question as the question that was asked last week. You know that we can pretty much as you know those for and against can probably tell you what the outcome of the question is based on what's asked or how it's asked.
When you look at, thank you, Mr. Chairman, when you look at the amount of sales tax that they would have to raise, the reports that have come out, whether it was through the Public Policy Forum or even comments made by the different groups involved here, you're talking about $700 million potentially being spent on a convention center and new arena complex. That in and of itself would... make any contribution to any other cultural asset, you know, chicken's feet, just a minor player in the overall. So to look at this question, it is 90%, if not more, of what the public would be supporting and that is, or rejecting. So if they want to put flip this around and say that 90% of all the sales tax raised will go to our cultural assets, the $700 million. And they will be stuck with trying to build a stadium, an arena or convention center with, you know, $50 million or $75 million. So, like I said, 90 to 95% of all the money raised is going to go for this entity. Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Broder?
Just in addition, I think the real question is here is, who's afraid of the answer? We're already predicting what the answer is going to be. Who doesn't want that quantified, and why? This is the referendum is a democratic expression, and I think I know why a democratic expression might be feared in this case, because the sponsors of the arena aren't democratic, and that the answer is likely to be right in their face, hey, we don't want this, back off. And perhaps it's time they consider doing that, because the arrogance, the audacity of substituting the MMAC, substituting their judgment for that of the people at the ballot box is a reprehensible act in a democracy. And yet they feel an entitlement to do just that. And they've done it. And now they're lobbying on a... Now, the next thing we're going to see is Herb Kohl is going to sell and take the proceeds of the sale and put it toward the stadium, so they cut in half the amount of money that the public is expected to finance, like that is going to be a compromise. Well, I'm not in the business of compromising with corporations who are already attempting and, to some degree, are already controlling our government, is evidenced by Act 14 and Act 10. I mean, how, you know, we can let these things continue, but I think hearing from the people on a subject like this would be a very healthy thing for our democratic system.
Okay. The motion is for adoption. by Supervisor Weishaupt. Are there any other questions, comments? Seeing none, on the motion for adoption.
Supervisors Borkowski.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Stats-Kunis.
No.
Mr. Chair.
No.
4 ayes, 3 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you. Item 10, please.